Good evening and welcome to Nagoya Dome this evening here on Pro Yaku Live on JapaneseBaseball.com. I'm Michael Westbay, your host. We're still a few minutes away from game time, or about 1 minute away from game time. The Chunichi Dragons will be playing host to the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks. Chunichi Dragons, while on top in this Central League currently, are actually in last place overall for interleague play after 1 week of play. Starting on the mound will be Chunichi's ace, Kawakami. SoftBank right now is tied for fifth place with Yokohama. They have a 3-2 record. Chunichi is tied in last, tied with Nippon Ham with a 1-5 record. Not exactly sure what has happened to Chunichi here during Open Sin, or during Interleague play. But getting off to this 1-5 start is really not making Ochiai look happy in today's Nikon Sports. Has a photo of Ochiai sitting on the bench, taking off his hat and just scratching his head. Not exactly sure what's going on. In other news, while Rakuten is not doing very well in the standings, they are doing very well as the company has had an increase of 58% in sales over since acquiring the team. Omuna will be leading off for Fukuoka here in the first inning in Nagoya Dome, and Kawakami's first pitch misses outside for ball one. And this ball game is now underway. The next pitch is swung on and grounded up the middle. Kawakami can't get it. It gets past him. And going past second base, second baseman Arai makes a great diving catch to keep the ball from going to the outfield. Stands up, throws to first, but the throw is wide and not in time. It's an infield base hit. That was a great play by Arai to stop the ball. But Omuro would have had a beat anyway. That'll bring up Torigoe. Trying to get something going for SoftBank here in the top of the first inning. Kawakami now pitching from the stretch. Torigoe is showing bunt all the way. First pitch taken on the outside corner. Torigoe pulling the bat back at the last second, but having it called strike one. Torigoe is currently batting 160 with no home runs and one RBI. The Torigoe squares around to bunt as Kawakami comes set. The next pitch, also, Torigoe pulls the bat back again, and it's called strike two on the outside corner. Third base coach has his sign and relays it to the runner and batter. Will Torigoe still be looking bunt? Kawakami comes set. He squares, lays the ball down third base side. Kawakami plays the ball, throws to first for the force, or for the out, and the sacrifice is successful. So we have one out now here in the top of the first inning. Runner moves to second base. Fukuoka's Cabrera comes up to the plate. Of course, we've had a Cabrera here in Japan for a number of years now with Cebu, big home run hitter. The first pitch to Cabrera is taken outside for ball one. The television announcer on J Sports 2 says that Cabrera is very good with a low outside pitch. This is a pitch that most foreigners have a great deal of trouble with. But Cabrera, he says, will just go with the pitch and hit it the opposite way. Kawakami's second pitch is taken on the inside corner, called strike one, 1-1. Omura takes his lead from second base. Tanishige sends out the sign. Kawakami looks at the runner at the plate. Runner, plate, runner, plate. Next pitch, grounded just foul to the third base side. Just foul of the third base bag. Morino, the third baseman, plays the ball. So Cabrera stands in again. Kawakami on the mound. Omura at second base for the Hawks here in the top of the first inning. The next pitch taken high and tight. Ball two. Two strikes, two balls the count. Stands are still filling here at Nagoya Dome. Cabrera ready. Kawakami comes set. The next pitch is a high curve ball swung on and fouled back to the backstop. That would have been ball three had he let it go. The curve ball there, much slower than the rest of his pitches have been, although I haven't really been paying attention to the speeds. Kawakami comes set again. The pitch down low, ball three, 144 kilometers per hour, if you're interested. So that brings the count full to Cabrera with Omura at second base and one out. Kawakami looks in for his sign. Tanishige gives him one. Kawakami comes set. Checks the runner a second. And again, comes home. Ball inside with Omura on the move. The throw to third base. Safe. Omura steals third base on ball four to Cabrera. Kawakami didn't check second base enough. This Omura had this one stolen off of Kawakami. So we now have one out and runners at the corners. Matsunaka coming to the plate. Batting 265 with 13 home runs and 36 RBIs so far on the season. Batting average well down from last year, but home runs still up there. Matsunaka was the Triple Crown winner in the Pacific League last year. First pitch is swung on, fouled back and out of play over the backstop. Matsunaka got off to a rather rough start this year. And even last year in postseason play, he looked rather injured. He seemed to wobble his way to first base during the playoffs. Kawakami comes set, fakes to third, fakes to first. No throw anywhere. Trying to keep the two runners on base close. The two runners take their leads again. Omura is on third base. Cabrera on first. The second pitch to Matsunaga is low. Third base umpire says no, he didn't swing. So we'll come set and do it all again. Kawakami comes set with a 1-1 pitch. Is swung on and drilled to the right side, but well foul and out of play. Very long foul ball up the right-hand side. Matsunaga really got all of that pitch. He was just a little bit ahead of the pitch, pulling the ball foul, the left-handed batter. Right-handed Kawakami on the mound. Set, the two-strike, one-ball pitch, misses low and away, ball two, evening the count at 2-2. Kawakami comes set again. And fakes to third, throws to first. But Cabrera walks back in plenty of time. Kawakami comes set again. The 2-2 pitch. Called strike three on the outside corner. That's the second out of the inning, and it'll bring up catcher Jojima. Jojima, regarded by many as the best catcher in either league. Some still claim Fudita is better, but I think Jojima may be tipping the scales his way in recent years, as Fudita is in the twilight of his career. Jojima batting .303 so far on the season. The first pitch is high and tight, ball one. And Kawakami is set again. Next pitch just misses inside. Ball two. Kawakami trying to work the corners here. So with no strikes, two balls to count on Jojima. Runners at the corners, two down. Kawakami comes set. The next pitch misses low and away. Ball three. No strikes, three balls. Zuleta warming up in the on-deck circle. Count no strikes, three balls to Jojima. Kawakami comes set. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike one. Jojima wasn't sitting on the no strike three ball count. He swung all the way through that one. Jojima really wanted a home run there. No doubt he was swinging for the fences on that pitch. Kawakami comes set. One strike, three ball count. Two down. Runners at the corners. And the pitch misses inside. Ball four. That loads the bases for Zuleta. So, with the bases loaded, Zuleta coming to the plate. Third base coach is talking to the runner at third. Zuleta batting .329 with 12 home runs and 31 RBIs. This Hawk team really knows how to put up some big scoring games. So Kawakami doesn't want to allow that here. Kawakami comes set with the bases loaded. Two down, top of the first inning. The pitch swung on and popped up back behind the home plate. Tanishige gives chase, but that ball goes into the stands. Foul ball. That was strike one to Zuleta. Kawakami looks in for his sign. Comes set. And the pitch is swung on and lifted deep to left field. Going back is left fielder. Left fielder is calling for it. No, center fielder says he'll have it. And in front of the warning track in left center makes the catch for the final out of the inning. So, the Dragons, Kawakami, manages to hold the SoftBank Hawks to no runs and is congratulated for completing his 1,000th career inning. So, the Hawks manage to load the bases but have nothing to show for it, as Kawakami shuts them down. At the end of half inning, there's no score. Welcome back to Nagoya Dome here on Pro Yaki Live at JapaneseBaseball.com. I'm your host, Michael Westbay. The Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks loaded the bases in the top of the first inning but failed to score. So the Chunichi Dragons will come up for their first at bat, facing Arakaki. First up will be Araki. Junichi, second baseman. The first pitch by Arakaki is called strike one on the outside corner. Arakaki into the windup. The second pitch, a curveball coming low. Ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. The next pitch is swung on to the left side. Shortstop, Kawasaki, I think. No. Ogura? Who's the shortstop? Torigoe makes the grab just centimeters above the dirt for the out. So it's a line out to short for the first out of the inning. And that'll bring up Ibata. Ibata starting at short for the Junichi Dragons this evening. Arakaki into the windup. The first pitch, Ibata squares to bunt and takes called strike one. The next pitch is taken a bit high in the strike zone, but called strike two on the inside part of the plate. Arakaki looks in, has a sign, and is into the windup again. Next pitch, swung on and grounded up the middle, past the second baseman, and into center field for a base hit. That's the first hit for the Dragons. So that will bring up Tatsunami with one out and a runner at first base. Tatsunami batting .282 with three home runs and 14 RBIs so far on the season. Facing Arakaki. The first pitch to Tatsunami is inside, ball one. The next offering misses inside. Jojima fakes the throw to first. Ibata back. Arakaki throwing nothing but inside pitches to Tatsunami on the first two pitches. The third offering is down the middle, swung on and grounded to the left side. Torigoe throws to second for the force. The relay to first is not in time. Tatsunami just beating it out. So that'll exchange the base runner at first base from Ibata to Tatsunami and bring up number four batting Alex, batting .326 with eight home runs and 26 RBIs on the season. The first pitch misses inside at the knees, ball one. Arakaki with runner first comes set. Next pitch. Good pitch. Called strike one. Middle part of the plate, low in the strike zone. Also at the knees. We're in the bottom of the first inning. There's no score. Runner at first base. Two down, Alex at the plate. Third offering misses way outside. Jojima jumping out to grab that ball before it goes back to the backstop. Arakaki comes set again. The next offering called strike two on the outside corner. Slider breaking just at the last second as it crosses the plate. Nice pitch by Arakaki. The 2-2 pitch. And Alex fails to hold up on this outside slider. Strikeout swinging. And that retires the Dragons. And at the end of one complete, there is no score. Welcome back to Nagoya Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host, here on Pro Yaku Live at JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the second inning of this scoreless game. The Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks will send up the bottom of the order in Homma, Deguchi, and Arakaki. Kawakami on the mound for Chunichi. His first pitch to Homma is swung on and lifted to the left side. Third baseman gives chase, going into the abundant foul territory, and just next to the cameraman's box, makes the catch for out number one. So we have one pitch and one out here in the second inning. That'll bring up right fielder Deguchi. Deguchi is 0-for-0 so far this season. So this will be his first at bat. Deguchi wearing a pair of spectacles. The first pitch up in the strike zone called strike one. This umpire appears to have a high strike zone. The next pitch swung on and missed strike two. This a fork ball. Ball had a lot of drop to it there at the last second. The third offering is swung on and fouled off to the right-hand side and out of play. Kawakami into the windup. The next pitch taken low and away. Ball one. Two strikes, one ball. Next pitch misses low and away also. Ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. Kawakami into the windup again. The next offering is swung on and hit deep to left field, left center. Well, not deep enough. Alex comes over and in front of the left fielder makes a catch for out number two. Alex covering a lot of ground there in center and left field. So we have two quick outs here in the second inning, and that'll bring up pitcher Arakaki. Arakaki, being from the Pacific League, doesn't get to bat very often. Well, not at all until this year. The first offering to Arakaki is taken for a called strike one. Arakaki 0-2 so far in interleague play with the bat. The next pitch called strike two, but it was way outside. Umpire maybe giving Arakaki a break, as it doesn't really look like Arakaki is up there to swing. The next pitch, Arakaki swings and misses for strike three on a pitch way outside. So it's 3-3 for the Hawks in the second inning. At the end of 1.5, there is still no score. Welcome back to Nagoya Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host here on Pro Yaku Live on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the second inning with Fukudome leading off, batting 273, four home runs, and 23 RBIs so far on the season. Fukudome, a powerful cleanup hitter for Chunichi, and he takes the first pitch from Arakaki this inning for called strike one. The next pitch is swung on and grounded to the left side and threw into left field for a base hit. That's the Dragons' second hit of the evening. Fukudome going the other way with that. That'll bring up number six batting Morino. Morino batting 289 on the season with three home runs and 17 RBIs. Arakaki with a runner at first and nobody out comes set. The first pitch is called strike one. This one up on the outer part of the plate. The TV announcers are also commenting that this umpire has a kind of high strike zone. The next offering is swung on and grounded up the first base line, but just foul of the first base bag. So we'll do it again. Morino the batter for Chunichi. Here in the bottom of the second inning, we've got Fukudome on first base and nobody out. And this 0-0 scoreless tie. Next pitch called strike three. That's the first out of the inning. And again, the balls are being called strikes kind of high. That's up about a letter height. And I don't know. I don't normally see balls that high called strikes. So, yes, this umpire has a rather high strike zone. Next up for Chunichi is Watanabe. Runner still at first base. Arakaki steps off the rubber and fakes the throw to first, keeping Fukudome close. The first offering to Watanabe is called ball one down low. Arakaki looks in, checks the runner at first. And the next pitch is swung on and fouled off to the right-hand side and out of play. That evens the count at 1-1. Watanabe is batting 231 on the season so far. And Arakaki comes set again. The next pitch inside, Watanabe swings at it, is handcuffed, and pushes the ball up the first baseline. First baseman Zuretta fields the ball, takes the ball to the bag himself for out number two. Fukudome moving to second. On the ground out. Arakaki checks the runner at second. The next pitch swung on and grounded up the middle, but right to where Torigoe is playing, left of the second base bag, and Tanishige becomes out number three. So, at the end of two complete, we have a 0-0 scoreless ball game. Welcome back to Nagoya Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host, here on Pro Yaku Live at JapaneseBaseball.com. The Chunichi Dragons are playing host to the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks here this evening. Kawakami finishes up his warming pitches. After two innings, we've got a scoreless ball game going on. The Chunichi Dragons are currently in first place in the Central League. Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks are in second in the Pacific League, three games out behind the Marines. The first pitch to leadoff batter Omura is called strike one on the outside corner as the third inning gets underway. The next offering is swung on and slapped to left center. This ball is going to bounce in there in front of left fielder Tatsunami. And Omura leads off yet another inning with a base hit. That's just what he did in the first inning with a base hit up the middle. And in the first inning, Torigoe sacrificed him to second base. He'll most likely be called on to do the same here. Omura went with that ball. Pitch just outside. Omura reached out and just went with it, hitting it the opposite way to left center. Anyway, Torigoe comes up with nobody out and runner on first base here in the top of the third inning. Torigoe is showing bunt and takes ball one. Kawakami comes set. No, he didn't take ball one. Kawakami threw to first. Okay. But the first pitch to Torigoe is fouled off to the right-hand side for strike one. So, with one strike on Torigoe, runner at first base, Torigoe squares around, and the throw to first sees Omura diving back in. Omura stole third base in the first inning, and that may have gotten Kawakami's attention to pay a little more attention to him. The second offering is bunted foul to the right-hand side. So we have two quick strikes on Torigoe, who's only batting 160 so far this season. He's not the number two batter for his average. He's the number two batter for his bunting. In the first inning, Torigoe, with two strikes on him, laid down a good bunt. The next pitch, Torigoe squaring to bunt, but takes the ball low and away for ball one. Two strikes, one ball, now the count. Kawakami on the mound for the Chunichi Dragons. And Torigoe is showing bunt again as Kawakami comes set. The two-strike, one-ball count misses low and away, ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. Kawakami Kawakami taking a great deal of time now with a runner on base. I've been watching a number of very fast games this past week. Kawakami throws to first. Omura diving back in. The Giants even finished one up in 2 hours and 7 minutes earlier this week. Torigoe again showing bunt, brings the bat back, and swings away, fouling the ball off to the right-hand side. So it's any guess what Torigoe is going to do in this situation. Kawakami looks in for his sign. Torigoe stays back in the batting stance. Next pitch, swung on, hit off the back screen. That's the fourth foul this at bat for Torigoe. Kawakami looks in for his sign again. Comes set. And the pitch is swung on, fouled off to the right-hand side and out of play. Torigoe now battling Kawakami. Omura was on the run that time. He'll come back to first base. So, with the count 2-2, Torigoe has fouled off three pitches in a row. Kawakami set. The next pitch, swung on and grounded to the left side. Third baseman has the ball, throws to second for one. The relay to first is in time. Double play. So that erases the base runner. Chalking up two outs, and it'll bring up number three batting Cabrera. Cabrera batting .329 on the season with four home runs and 16 RBIs. He drew a base on balls, his last at bat. The first pitch to Cabrera catches the outside part of the plate for a called strike one. We're in the top of the third inning here at Nagoya Dome. Kawakami into the windup. And the pitch is swung on and grounded up the middle. Shortstop has it. Throws to first in plenty of time. And the Hawks are down 1-2-3 for the second time in a row. So the Hawks, here in the top of the third inning, get one base hit, but nothing to show for it. At the end of 2.5, we still have no score.
Yokohama Bay Stars!
welcome back to Nagoya Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We've got the Chunichi Dragons hosting the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks for interleague play. And leading off the bottom of the third inning in this scoreless game will be pitcher Kawakami. Kawakami is 1 for 10 so far on the season, an even 100 batting average. He takes first pitch from Adakaki on the outside corner for ball for strike one. Adakaki into the windup. The second offering misses outside. Ball one. 1-1. The next offering misses low. Ball two. One strike, two balls to the opposing pitcher. Adakaki throws, and Kawakami swings and lines the ball to right field. A nice line drive, but Deguchi comes in and makes a very low catch for the out. One away. That'll bring us back to the top of the order with Araki. I think I might have called Araki Arai in the first inning, in the top of the first. First pitch to Araki, misses low and away, ball one. Araki is batting .287 with one home run and six RBIs on the season. Chunichi isn't really a high-scoring team. Then again, maybe they are. They've scored 173 runs, which is actually tops in the Central League. The third pitch misses outside. Ball three. No strikes, three balls to Araki. But 173 runs scored is nothing compared to Lotte's 236 runs. And the fourth pitch to Araki is ball four, low and away. Araki draws a base on balls on four pitches. That will bring up number two batting, Ibata. Ibata is batting .317 on the year with one home run and 19 RBIs. The first pitch is swung on and missed with the runner going, and the throw is right there, and he's called safe. Jojima is upset with that call. Jojima threw a strike right to where Araki's legs were. The tag was made, and he's called safe. Oh. It looks like it was a hit and run with Ibata swinging on that inside pitch. And Araki has a lucky stolen base. Next pitch inside, but Ibata can't hold up. He goes all the way around. Strike two. Ibata, single to center, his first at bat. So Arakaki comes set, looks at the runner at second. Next pitch misses outside and low. Ball one. Two strikes, one ball the count. The next pitch swung on and fouled off to the third base side. Count remains, two strikes, one ball. So Ibata stands in again. And now he steps out. Everything seems to slow down a great deal with runners on base. Arakaki comes set. The next offering misses inside. Ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. And we go again. Araki comes set. The next pitch, down low, ball three, full count. That's the first time Araki has gone to a full count to any Chunichi batter. He just walked Araki on four pitches. His first base on balls given up. The full count pitch misses high and tight. Ball four. So that's two walks in a row given up by Arakaki. And number three batting, Tatsunami, coming up next. Arakaki's been having a little bit of trouble placing his slider this evening. But up until this inning, he hadn't walked anybody. And now with one out, he's walked two in a row. One out, runners at first and second. Game tied 0-0 here in the bottom of the third inning. If you're just joining us, Tatsunami at the plate, batting 280 with three home runs and 14 RBIs so far this season. Arakaki's pitch taken for a called strike one. Inside part of the plate. Tatsunami grounded out to short. Well, fielder's choice, his first at bat. Arakaki. Next pitch. Misses. Ball dropping just before the plate. Ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. The next offering is swung on and lifted to the left side. Third baseman goes out. Shortstop out. Left fielder in. And it's shortstop Torigoe who makes the catch in shallow left field. So that's the second out of the inning. Runners at first and second. And number four batting, Alex. Coming to the plate. Alex batting .324 with 8 home runs and 26 RBIs on the season. He struck out swinging his first at bat. Arakaki checks the runner at second, comes home. Alex fouls the ball off to the third base side. Ball hitting the fence next to the cameraman box. So we'll do it again. Arakaki set. And the pitch. Swung on, grounded to the left side. Torigoeth tosses the ball to Cabrera, covering the second base bag. And the side is retired. So, at the end of three complete, we still have a scoreless ball game. Welcome back to Nagoya Dome. I'm Michael Westby, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Currently, the Chunichi Dragons are in first place in the Central League with a 21-14 record. Hanshin Tigers are in second, three games out, with an 18-17 record. Yakult is in third, 16-16, even 500, three and a half games out. Yokohama is also at three and a half games out, 15-15, but with two ties. Hiroshima is 15-16, four games out, and the Giants, despite a three-game winning streak, are six and a half games out, 14-20 on the season so far. Leading off the fourth inning for the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks will be number four batting Matsunaka, batting .263 with 13 home runs and a whopping 36 RBIs. First pitch taken on the inside part of the plate for a called strike one. Looking at the RBI totals for the Hawks and for the Dragons, there's such a significant difference. Next pitch misses outside. Ball one, 1-1. The Hawks have so many players with 20 or more RBIs on the season. The next pitch swung on and lifted to left center. That ball is going all the way to the wall. Hits just at the warning track. Bounces off the wall, is played by Alex in center, who throws the ball back to second, but not before Matsunaka is standing on second base with a stand-up double. Hawks get their first runner in scoring position here in the top of the fourth inning. That'll bring up Jojima. Chunichi batters have quite a few batters with 10 or more RBIs, but I haven't seen anybody with 20 or more, whereas the Hawks have quite a few. including Jojima here, who has 10 home runs and 21 RBIs to go along with his .303 batting average. The first pitch is swung on and grounded to the left side. Shortstop has it. Looks the runner back. Throws to first in time to get Jojima. Ibata having very good range there for the first out of the inning. That'll bring up Zureta. The Dragons definitely have a very strong left side of the infield between Moreno and Ibata. Zureta at the plate with Matsunaka on second. First pitch, misses low, ball one. Zuleta's stance has the bat back behind his back, almost like he's going to scratch his back with the bat. Zuleta, with 31 RBIs so far on the season, looking to add to that here and give this game a little score. Next pitch, swung on and lifted back behind the backstop and out of play. Strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. So we'll do it again. Zureta stands in. Kawakami checks the runner at second. A few times. Next pitch misses inside. Ball two. One strike, two balls. To the big cleanup hitter. Number six batter, Zureta. The camera zoomed in and showed that Zureta has his right back pocket sticking out of his pants. Odd thing to show. Next pitch fouled off to the third base side. Third baseman fields it in foul territory. Tosses the ball back in. Kawakami checks the runner at second again. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike three. A curveball outside fooled Zureta for the second out. That'll bring up Homma. So, we now have two outs, runner at second base, Homma at the plate here in the top of the fourth inning of this scoreless game at Nagoya Dome. First pitch to Homma, misses low and away, ball one. Kawakami's next offering misses outside, ball two. Kawakami set again. The next pitch swung on and fell off to the left-hand side, and that ball goes out of play. I'd like to remind you, you can call me on Skype with the call handle ProYaku Live, all one word. I'd be happy to talk during the game. Next pitch, home plate umpire says home went around. Home plate umpire says home failed to check his swing. And the replay from the third base camera shows that he did cross home plate with the bat. Homa choked up several centimeters on the bat. Next pitch, swung on, grounded to the first base side. First baseman Watanabe plays the ball, takes the ball to the bag himself, and the side is retired. So, the Hawks get a leadoff double by Matsunaka, but come up empty. At the end of 3.5, we still have no score. Welcome back to Nagoya Dome. I'm Michael Westby, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. In the Pacific League, the Chibolote Marines are currently leading with a 28-10 record. The SoftBank Hawks here are in second place, three games behind, with a record of 26-14. Cebu Lions managed to get up to .500. Winning quite a few these interleague games. It's just against the Pacific League they've been unable to win. First pitch to Fukudome here in the bottom of the fourth inning is called strike one by Arakaki. Jojima calls time as Arakaki starts his windup. Fukudome is batting .278, four home runs and 23 RBIs. There is a batter with 20 or more RBIs on the Dragons. Next pitch misses inside, ball two. The Nippon-Ham Fighters are currently in fourth place, 18-20, 10 games out. The next offering misses low, ball two. One strike, two balls to Fukudome. The Oryx Buffaloes are in fifth place, 12.5 games out, 15-22. And the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles, still only 8-30, are a whopping 20 games out. Next pitch misses for ball three. One strike, three balls to Fukudome. And the fifth pitch misses inside, ball four. Arakaki having a bit of control problems tonight, or at least the last two innings, while Kawakami continues to seemingly get stronger. Rakuten, as I mentioned earlier, may not have managed to win 10 games yet, but the company has had a huge 58% increase in sales since buying a ball club. So it does show that putting your name on a ball team is profitable here in Japan. Morino comes up next. He struck out looking his first at bat. And before he gets a pitch, Arakaki steps off the rubber and fakes toward first base to keep Fukudome close. Arakaki set. And he throws over to first. Zuleta now at first base. I guess he did start at first base. Okay. It was Matsunaka in left field. Okay. Had made the tag and kind of fell over Fukudome there at first, but Fukudome held onto the bag. First pitch to Morino, misses low and away, ball one. So Arakaki comes setting in. The next pitch down the middle called strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. Jojima bobbled the ball. Looked like Jojima had closed his glove before the ball actually got there. Next pitch, fouled away off the right-hand side, up the line. That brings the count to two strikes, one ball. Arakaki has the sign he wants. The next pitch, swung on and missed. Strike three. Jojima pumped his arm ready to throw to first, but held on to the ball. So Morino strikes out for the second time this evening. That's the first out here in the bottom of the fourth. And that'll bring up first baseman Watanabe. In for the temporarily suspended Tyrone Woods. Watanabe is batting .222, 6 for 27 so far, one home run, four RBIs in minimal play. Grounds the ball to the first base side, Zuleta fields the ball, but just foul of the first base bag. Strike one. Watanabe taking his time getting back into the batter's box. Arakaki taking his time to get ready on the mound. There sure is a lot of time in between pitches in this game. Next pitch called strike two down the middle of the plate. Curveball coming right in there. Elsewhere this evening, the Hanshin Tigers are leading the Rakuten Golden Eagles 2-1 after 3.5. Next pitch misses low and away. A wide curveball by Arakaki. Yokohama leads Nippon Ham 4-0 at Sapporo Dome. The next pitch, another curveball that Jojima has to lunge for to keep from going to the backstop. Ball two. Two strikes, two balls to count. The Cebu Lions lead the Yomiuri Giants 6-0 after 3.5 innings at Cebu Invoice Dome. Arakaki throws to first. Fukudome dives back in time. And Watanabe looks up to the third base coach for the sign. Another throw to first. Fukudome diving back. And we'll do it all over again. Hiroshima and Oryx are tied at 2 apiece after 5 complete at Skymark Stadium. Next pitch swung on and lifted to the right-hand side. Cabrera goes out and makes a catch just in front of the right fielder in shallow right field right next to the line, right next to the foul line. So it's a pop out to the second baseman for the second out of the inning, and that'll bring up catcher Tanishige. Tanishige lined out to short. Oh no, grounded out to short. His first at bat, batting 275 on the year, 4 home runs, 19 RBIs. Usually when I see Tanishige, the only thing that I think of is how he kills my Yokohama Bay Stars. He takes first pitch for a called strike one. But this is one of the first times I've seen him play another team. So let's see how he fares. Next pitch, ball up high. This one too high for even this umpire to call a strike. One strike, one ball. Tanishige steps out of the batter's box. At Chiba Marine Stadium, they're scoreless after 2.5 innings. Yakult being hosted by the Chiba Lotte Marines. Next pitch misses away, ball two. One strike, two balls to Tanishige. Araki comes set again. The pitch. With the runner going, the pitch is low. Throw to second is not in time. Fukudome steals second base off of Jojima. So after I give Jojima glowing praise for his catching ability, the Dragons steal two bases off of him. Of course, Araki was out there in the third inning. I still think he was out. Nonetheless, got to go with what the umpire says. One strike, three balls to count to Tanishige. And the umpire calls that one strike two on the outside corner. That brings the count full to Tanishige. Two down. A runner now at second base. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning. No score as of yet. Tanishige is ready. Araki comes set. And the 2-2, or the full count pitch, is swung on and missed. Strike three. that retires the side for Chunichi here in the fourth inning. And after four complete, we still have no score. Welcome back to Nagoya Dome, here on Pro Yaki Live. I'm Michael Westby, your host. Kawakami has thrown 60 pitches so far this game. Still throwing very well. He'll be facing the bottom of the Hawks order in Deguchi, Arakaki, and then going back up to the top in Omura. Deguchi stands in. Deguchi popped out to left, center. Well, it was left center, his first at bat. That was his first at bat this season. And he takes the first pitch for ball one. Kawakami into the windup. Next pitch misses high and tight for ball two. Quickly ahead of the count. No strikes, two balls. We're in the top of the fifth inning here at Nagoya Dome, for those of you just joining us. And Deguchi lifts the ball up high to the right-hand side. First baseman Watanabe calls it. And just before the outfield grass makes the catch for out number one. That'll bring up pitcher Arakaki. Arakaki 0 for 3 so far in interleague play. Not often batting, as he's a Pacific League pitcher. First pitch, with Arakaki stepping away from the plate, is called strike one down the middle. Next offering, Arakaki stands in there and gives it a fairly good cut at the low outside pitch, but misses. Strike two. Kawakami into the windup, and the third pitch called strike three on the outside part of the plate. So, three pitches, three strikes to Arakaki. And that's out number two. We'll go back to the top of the order in Omura. Omura has had a pair of singles so far this game. Two of the three Hawk hits against Kawakami. And he's swinging at the first pitch, and he lines this one deep to the left. The ball is going back at the warning track. It hits the warning track, bounces off the wall, is played by the left fielder, thrown back in to third base as Omuda is standing on second with a stand-up double. Moda show for Omuda this evening. Moda show being three or more hits. So that'll bring up Torigoe. Torigoe has sacrificed and grounded into a double play so far this evening. Right-handed batter facing right-handed pitcher Kawakami. First pitch called strike one on the outside corner. Torigoe only batting 154 so far. No home runs and one RBI. Kawakami comes set. Checks the runner. And the next pitch swung on late. And missed by Torigoe. Strike two. Pitch catching the outside part of the plate. Torigoe deciding a little too late to swing at that one. Kawakami set again. And the pitch. Ooh, Kawakami was on his way back to the first base dugout. But the umpire says, nope, just didn't catch the corner. Outside corner. So the count now two strikes, one ball to Torigoe. And the next pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. Torigoe slams his bat down onto the ground. Heads back to the dugout as the side is retired. So at the end of four and a half, the game remains
scoreless. 2004.
Welcome back to Nagoya Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the fifth inning, and the first pitch to Kawakami is outside for ball one. Arakaki throwing his 64th pitch of the evening. The next pitch is swung on and lined hard to right, but right at right fielder Deguchi for out number one. That was a good hit, or a good drive by Kawakami, but he got a little bit too much of the ball and flies out to the right fielder for out number one. So back to the top of the order in Araki. Araki so far is lined out to short and drawn a base on balls. He takes first pitch here for a called strike one. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning, scoreless game here at Nagoya Dome. One out, Arakaki at the plate. Next offering, misses low, ball one, 1-1. Arakaki into the windup, and the pitch swung on, lifted to the right-hand side. That ball will go out of play. Well into the stands. Strike two. So, two strike, one ball pitch now to Araki. Is swung on, grounded to the left-hand side, just in fair territory, is fielded by the third baseman. Throws to first. Just in time for out number two. Araki got up the line very fast. But becomes out number two nonetheless. That will bring up Ibata. Ibata has singled and drawn a base on balls so far this evening. Batting 317, one home run, 19 RBIs. First pitch is called ball one. Middle of the plate, just missing low. Ibata stands in again. The next offering, called strike one. This curve ball coming right down the middle. Arakaki into the windup again. And the pitch swung on, fouled off to the right-hand side and out of play. So Arakaki ahead in the count. Two strikes, one ball to Ibata. Arakaki has his sign. Into the windup, and the pitch swung on, grounded to the left side, and past a diving Homma into left field for a base hit. So with Ibata at first base, that will bring up left fielder Tatsunami, left-handed batter. Arakaki now pitching from a stretch. First pitch misses way outside, ball one. Tatsunami is batting 278 with 3 home runs and 14 RBIs on the season. So far, he's grounded into a fielder's choice and flown out to shortstop. Next pitch down the middle. Looked at, called strike one. So we come back with a 1-1 pitch. But first, Arakaki fakes a throw to first. Ibata back in head first. Arakaki ready. The pitch. Strike two. Called on the inside part of the plate. Curveball slicing a good chunk of the plate. At the knees. Tatsunami's ready. Arakaki comes set. The pitch. Misses up and away. Ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. So now, 2-2 pitch, swung on and grounded to the right side. The shortstop ran in front of the second baseman who made the play. The throw to first was in the dirt, got past Zunetta, and both runners advance a base on the error. They're ruling that a infield base hit for Tatsunami, although I'd have to disagree with that. What was Tori Goed doing running in front of the second baseman there? So, the Dragons get a big break there. Runners now at second and third. Two out. And number four batting, Alex, coming to the plate. Alex batting 322 so far this season. Amongst the leaders in home runs and RBIs. And batting average, first pitch is swung on and missed. Strike one. So we'll do it again. Next pitch, swung on and lifted to left field, left center. Left fielder is calling for it. Makes the catch. Several meters in front of the warning track, and the side is retired. So, Chunichi gets a big break on an error, but still comes up empty. At the end of five complete, this ball game remains scoreless. Let's go, Shonan C-Rex. Ashita e habatake. Let's go, Shonan Sea Rex. welcome back to Nagoya Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the top of the sixth inning with a scoreless ball game so far. Cabrera leading off for the SoftBank Hawks, batting 327. And the first pitch, she makes a check swing, grounding the ball weakly to the third base side. And the third baseman rushes in, makes the throw, not in time. Infield base hit, infield check swing base hit for Cabrera. Third baseman was hoping that the umpire would call that one foul. But nope, that ball stayed in the line. Cabrera, with one pitch, gets an infield check swing base hit. That'll bring up number four batting Matsunaka, batting 268 on the year. Matsunaka, last year's Triple Crown winner in the Pacific League. SoftBank looking to get some scoring on the board here in the game. First pitch is swung on and lifted to the right-hand side. First baseman gives chase, comes over toward the first base dugout, and in front of it makes the catch. The umpire, though, says that the ball hit the netting. If the ball hits the roof, the ball is considered to still be in play. But the umpire is claiming that the ball hit the netting, not the ceiling, and is therefore a foul ball. So Matsunaka is not out here. But the ball looked a lot higher than the netting. I'm not exactly sure what happened there, but Matsunaka is still at the plate. That pitch, that one being called a foul ball. Some sort of special ground rule there. Perhaps the ball hit the ceiling in foul territory and bounced back. That's my best guess. Next pitch is fouled off catcher Tanishige for strike two. Because all of these domes here in Japan generally have the same ground rules. If the ball hits the roof and bounces back, it's considered a in play. The next pitch called strike three at the knees. So Matsunaka goes down looking for the first out of the sixth inning. And that'll bring up catcher Jojima. The first pitch to Jojima is, ooh, what was that? Sorry, I was trying to listen to the special ground rules, but I didn't quite get them all. The first pitch to Jojima was called ball one. The second pitch is grounded to short, who throws to second for one. The relay to first is in time. Double play. And again, the SoftBank Hawks ground into an inning-ending double play, or have a double play eraser only other base runner. And go down in order. Not in order. Go down three up, three down. That's good enough. Sorry. That foul ball really has me wondering what's going on. Anyway. Double play. Inning ended. After five and a half, we continue to have no score. Welcome back to Nagoya Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host. Your flustered host there at the end of the top of the sixth inning. I hope I have it all back together again for the bottom of the sixth here in this scoreless game. The first pitch to lead off batter Fukudome here is swung on and fell back for strike one. Fukudome is batting .278 on the year so far. He's had a single to left so far and drawn a base on balls this game. Second pitch is lifted high to the right-hand side. First baseman comes over and in foul territory makes the catch without the ball hitting the ceiling for out number one. That will bring up Morino. Morino has struck out twice so far this evening. Struck out looking his first at bat in the second, and struck out swinging in the fourth. The first pitch taken just low for ball one. And I didn't have my microphone in the right place, so I hope you've heard me so far this inning. The next pitch is swung on and lifted deep to right center. Left fielder going back. That ball hits directly off the wall. Ball is played off the wall on a hop by the right fielder, thrown back. And as it comes in, Morino is standing on second with a stand-up double. Okay, that will bring up Watanabe in at first base this evening for the suspended Woods. We have one out. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Scoreless game here at Nagoya Dome. Home team Chunichi Dragons batting. The first pitch to Watanabe called strike one on the outside corner. Watanabe's batting .214, 6 for 28 so far in limited action. One home run, four RBIs on the season. Arakaki comes in. Next pitch is lined over the second baseman's head and into right field. Runner scores from second base. We finally have a run in this game. Jojima fields the ball in front of home plate, throws to second, where Watanabe is sliding in. Safe. So Chunichi takes a 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Watanabe, a single, taking second base on the throw home. And that'll bring up Tanishige with one out, runner at second base. One run in so far here in the bottom of the sixth. Arakaki first, fakes the throw to second, sending Watanabe back. Tanishige is batting .273 on the year, 4 home runs, 19 RBIs. Tanishige has grounded out to short and struck out so far. He takes strike one here. Pitch a little high, but this umpire consistently calling high strikes this evening. Second pitch, misses low and away, ball one. Arakaki checks the runner again. The pitch is grounded to up the third baseline, and it's fair, going into the left field corner. Runner scores from second easily. Tanishige goes into second with a stand-up double. And three hits in a row put the Dragons up 2-0 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. It took the Dragons a while, but they finally caught up. They finally figured out Arakaki's pitching. And are starting to hit him hard. That'll bring up pitcher Kawakami. Kawakami will most likely go the distance. He often does. Ace for Chunichi for a number of years now. Dragons now leading this one 2-0. Runner at second base, one out. First pitch is taken strike one on the outside part of the plate. Kawakami's average has now dropped to 0.83, 1 for 12 on the year. As he's lined out to right field twice. And he's really hit the ball well. Just right at the right fielder. Next pitch, swung on, fell back. Two strikes, no balls the count. We've got one out, two runs in so far here in the bottom of the sixth inning. The only two runs of the ball game. Kawakami at the plate for Chunichi. Next pitch, swung on and missed, strike three. That's the second out of the inning. And we go back to the top of the order in Araki. Araki has lined out to short, drawn a base on balls, and grounded out to third so far this game. He's batting .285 on the year. One home run and six RBIs. The first pitch to Araki, called strike one on the inside part of the plate. Araki has a sign. Comes set. And the pitch swung on and fouled off to the left-hand side toward the Junichi dugout. No, the Hawks dugout. Araki comes set again and steps off the mound. Tanishige really wasn't that far off the second base bag. So Araki comes set again. And the pitch. With Jojima having set up outside, he throws outside. And the ball's taken outside for ball one. Two strikes, one ball. If you've got any comments during the game, you can call me on Skype at ProYaki Live or write to me at live@markjapanesebaseball.com. Next pitch fouled off to the right-hand side and out of play. Kawakami warming up a little bit outside the Junichi dugout on the first base side. Next pitch is lifted high to the right-hand side. Just in foul territory, Zuretta calls the ball and makes a catch for the third out. But not before the Junichi Dragons, with two doubles and a single, put up two runs on the board to finally break this game open. At the end of six complete, the Junichi Dragons now lead this one 2-0. Welcome back to Nagoya Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host, here at Pro Yaku Live on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Chunichi Dragons have just taken a 2-0 lead in the bottom of the sixth inning. We go to the top of the seventh with the Hawks sending up Zureta, Homma, and Deguchi. The first pitch by Kawakami to Zureta is low and away, but swung on and missed. Strike one. Kawakami into the windup. And the next offering misses low and away. Ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Zureta batting .325 so far on the year. Has flown out to left center and struck out so far. Next pitch fouled away to the left-hand side. Past third base dugout. Kawakami into the windup, and the fourth offering in the dirt, smothered by Tanishige. That evens the count at 2-2. Kawakami into the windup again, and the fifth pitch swung on and fouled off past the third base coach. Count remains 2-2. Zuleta has some beads braided into his hair, sticking out the back of his helmet. They're silver, so it looks like a silver bristle pad. And the next pitch is swung on and lifted over the third baseman into the corner in left field. Zuleta rounds first, heads to second as the ball is being played. The throw to second. Zuleta slides in safe with a double. So the Hawks get another leadoff double here in the seventh inning. Matsunaka led off the fourth with a double, with nothing to show for it. That will bring up Homma. Homma so far has fouled out to third base and grounded out to first, batting .237 so far on the year. The first pitch almost hits him. He gets back out of the way just in time. Elsewhere, Hanshin continues to lead Rakuten 2-1 after 5.5 innings at Koshien Stadium. Next pitch, swung on and lifted to center field. Center fielder comes in a few steps, few more, makes the catch, and that's out number one. Yokohama has increased their lead to 5-0 over the Nippon Ham Fighters at Sapporo Dome. Seibu continues to lead 6-0 over the Giants at Seibu Invoice Dome. Number 8 batting, Deguchi, steps up to the plate here at Nagoya Dome. Pinch hitter. Shibahara comes in to pinch hit for Deguchi. left-handed batter facing right-handed Kawakami. First pitch, swung on and missed. Strike one. Shibahara didn't want to swing at that one, but couldn't help himself. Orix and Hiroshima are now tied 2-2 after 7 complete at Skymark Stadium. Kawakami comes set with Zureta at second base, one out. And the pitch, grounder to the right side. First baseman fields the ball, shovels the ball to covering Kawakami to make the out at first base, while Zuleta heads over to third. That's the second out of the inning. And with pitcher Arakaki scheduled next up, it will be Miyagi pinch hitting. As the Hawks need to get something going here in their lucky seven. Trailing this one 2-0. Now with two out in the top of the seventh. Yakult has scored in the top of the sixth inning at Chiba Marine Stadium. And they lead that one 1-0. Lotte going a very long time with goose eggs on the scoreboard. Having been shut out by Hanshin yesterday. First pitch to Miyagi is high and tight for ball one. Kawakami set with a runner at third base now. The pitch, high and away, ball two. Miyagi choked up a few centimeters on the bat. Left-handed batter. The pitch, swung on, fouled off to the right-hand side. That's strike one. One strike, two balls to count. Kawakami looks in for his sign. Has it. Comes set. And the pitch swung on and fouled off to the right-hand side, past the first base coach. That evens the count at 2-2. Kawakami looks in for his sign. Comes set. The pitch swung on and grounded up the first base side, again past the first base coach. Count remains 2-2 to pinch hitter Miyagi. The 2-2 pitch. Swung on and just off of, or just past the glove of Kawakami, who stuck his mitt up there. Ball goes into center field. Zuleta scores from third on the base hit up the middle by Miyagi. The Hawks are finally on the board now. Yes, it does look like the ball just barely tipped the end of the of Kawakami's glove as the comebacker came up over his head. But nothing he can do about it now. The run is in. The Hawks cut the Chunichi Dragons lead in half here in the top of the seventh inning. And before throwing to Omura, Kawakami throws over to first to keep Miyagi close. Omura batting 245 on the season so far. First pitch is swung on and driven deep to right, but foul. It sounded like he might have broken his bat there. On Kawakami's forkball. We've got two down, runner at first base. One run in so far here in the top of the seventh inning. Score now 1-2. Junichi Dragons with a one-run lead. Hawks batting. Next pitch misses inside. Omura backing out of the way of that one. Kawakami comes set. And the pitch misses inside. Ball two. Kawakami set, and the pitch swung on and grounded to the right-hand side, but right to the second baseman, who throws to first to retire the side. So the Hawks get a leadoff double and manage to bring him around this time. At the end of 6.5, the Hawks trail this one now 1-2.
Let's go Shonan Sea Lex.
Welcome back to Nagoya Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host, here at Pro Yaki Live at JapaneseBaseball.com. Into pitch for the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks is Okamoto. As Arakaki was pinch hit for last inning by Miyagi, who came through with a single to drive in the run, the Hawks' lone run, as they trail this 1-1 to nothing. First up to bat for the Dragons here in the Lucky 7 is number 2 batting Ibata, and he takes strike 1 from Okamoto. Ibata has 2 hits and a walk so far tonight. The second pitch taken for a called strike 2 on the inside part of the plate. Nippon Ham at Sapporo Dome against the Yokohama Bay Stars has scored one in the bottom of the 6th inning and now trail that one 1-5. Next pitch to Ibata is swung on, fouled off, out of play to the right-hand side. Ibata stands in. Okamoto pitching from the stretch, as he's mainly a relief pitcher, misses low and away, ball 1. The next pitch is swung on and lifted to shallow left center. Shortstop goes out. Center fielder comes in, and it's the shortstop making a great catch over his shoulder for out number 1. Very nice play by Torigoe, running very quickly towards center to make the catch. That'll bring up Tatsunami, batting 284 on the season. Tatsunami has grounded into a fielder's choice, flown out to left, and singled so far. No, flown out to short in shallow left and singled so far. He's swinging at the first pitch, grounding this one to the Cabrera at second, who throws to first for the second quick out this inning. That'll bring up center fielder number 4 batting, Alex. Alex so far has ended 3 innings, striking out, grounding into a fielder's choice, and flying out to left. First pitch in the dirt outside, ball 1. The next offering is swung on and blooped just past a jumping Cabrera and into right field for a base hit. So Alex avoids making it 4 at-bats in a row to end an inning. Nice blooper to right field. That'll bring up Fukudome. Fukudome has singled, drawn a base on balls and popped out in foul territory to the first baseman so far this evening. Fukudome batting .276 with 4 home runs and 23 RBIs on the season. The first pitch taken for a called strike one. Down the middle of the plate at the knees. Okamoto has a sign. Come set. Next pitch, high and inside. Jojima throws to first, and Alex is in there just barely sliding head first. Ball was perfectly placed for Jojima to throw to first. Alex was almost caught. Not an easy throw for Jojima with a left-handed batter there in front of him. Next pitch, slow curveball called strike two on the inside part of the plate. One of those dropping curveballs. Okamoto comes set. And the pitch, called strike three. Beautiful pitch. Again, down the middle of the plate at the knees. That retires the side. Chunichi gets a hit, but nothing to show for it. And after seven complete, Chunichi continues to lead this one 2-1. Welcome back to Nagoya Dome. I'm Michael Westby, your host, here at ProYaki Live at JapaneseBaseball.com. Kawakami has thrown 97 pitches so far. Walked 2, struck out 6, given up 7 hits over 7 innings so far, and 1 earned run. Leading off the 8th inning is a pinch hitter for Torigoe. Takes the first pitch for a ball, fouls the second pitch off to the left-hand side and out of play. Ibane? Is that who it is? I'm sorry. I don't recognize this person at all. Next pitch, swung on, fouled off to the left-hand side, out of play. The 2-2 pitch misses outside. That brings the count full to 3-2. And the payoff pitch misses just outside. Ball four. Kawakami really wanted the corner there, but didn't get it. So the leadoff runner is on here in the top of the eighth inning. Kawakami going over 100 pitches with that batter. Heron having worked his 1,000th career inning in the first inning. That'll bring up second baseman Cabrera, batting .331 with 4 home runs and 16 RBIs on the season. The next pitch, a broken bat to the left-hand side. Kawakami went after the ball, and then it looked like he avoided the bat. Fell to his knees. Shortstop fielded the ball, throws to first. Cabrera is out. The bat may have hit Kawakami. Yes, it did. Kawakami was going after the ball, and the shattered piece of the bat hit him on the right shin as he was going after it. The runner, I did have his name here a second ago. Ibaine. I was close. Ibaine goes to second on the play, and Kawakami is going into the dugout to be looked at. So we're going to have a pause in action for a while Kawakami gets taken care of. The bat, broken piece of bat, hit Kawakami on the shin as he was trying to field the ball going toward the left-hand side of the field, leaving it to Ibata, the sure-fielding shortstop. Would have probably been a better thing to do there. But Kawakami, he's an all-around athlete. He likes to field as well. So we've got a bit of a pause in action here in the top of the eighth inning. Runner at second, one out. Thank you. While we're in delay here, pitcher Kawakami was hitting the shin with this broken piece of bat off of Cabrera's grounder to short. Ochiai Kantoku has come out now. He's said something to the umpire, but yes, we are having a pitching change. Iwase is coming in to pitch for Chunichi. And he'll be given plenty of time to warm up as he's coming in an emergency. So while Iwase takes his warm-up pitches, let's go around the rest of the league and see how things are progressing. At Koshien, the Hanshin Tigers have added an insurance run in the bottom of the sixth inning and lead the Rakuten Golden Eagles 3-1 there. At Sapporo Dome, the Bay Stars have come up with 5 runs and are still batting in the top of the 7th inning to now take a 10-1 lead over the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters. The Cebu Lions make it 4 wins in a row, defeating the Yomiuri Giants 6-1 at Cebu Invoice Dome. At Skymark Stadium, the Oryx Blue Wave hosting the Hiroshima Carp have been tied at 2-2 since the 4th inning. They're going to the bottom of the 9th there, still tied. And Yakult is holding on to a 1-0 lead at Chiba Marine Stadium, going to the bottom of the 7th inning. Here at Nagoya Dome, the Chunichi Dragons hold a 2-1 lead over the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks. The Hawks are batting in the top of the 8th inning. A freak accident has replaced starting pitcher Kawakami for Chunichi. Just moments ago, Cabrera broke his bat on a ground ball to the left-hand side. Kawakami, trying to play the ball, got hit in the shin by the bat. The ball was played by shortstop Ibata, who threw to first for the out. Runner at first base advancing to second. And that's where we stand right now. Iwase has come in to throw for Chunichi. One out, runner at second base, number four batting Matsunaka at the plate. Matsunaka last year's Triple Crown winner in the Pacific League. Not batting nearly for high in average this year. Iwase first throws over to second base, where Ibaine, is back in standing up. First pitch, called strike one, up in the strike zone on the outside part of the plate. Umpire tonight at Nagoya Dome has a bit of a high strike zone, but that one would have been a strike with pretty much anybody. Umpire has been very consistent with both teams, calling kind of slightly high strikes. Next pitch, low and away, swung on and fouled off by Matsunaka. Iwase has a sign, come set. The next pitch, swung on and fouled the back and out of play. Matsunaka reaching out and just getting a piece of that one. Matsunaka seems to really like that low outside pitch. Iwase has a sign, comes set, looking at the runner at second with Ibata playing around behind him. Next pitch is swung on and fouled off to the left-hand side and out of play. Count remains, two strikes, no balls. Matsunaka fouling three off in a row. This will be the fifth pitch to Matsunaka. And this one misses out and away. Matsunaka not fishing for this one. Ball one. Two-strike, one-ball pitch. Two-strike, one-ball count. Iwase working very slowly. Come set. And the pitch, low and away, ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. In news yesterday, Giants Kudo became the 25th pitcher to reach 3,000 innings pitched. Kawakami this evening hitting the 1,000 mark here at Nagoya Dome. Next pitch, low and away, he's reached out and blooped over the shortstop and into left field. Ibaine rounds third, heads home. He scores without a throw, and we have a tied ball game. Matsunaka, a bloop single to left, scores Ibaine from second base to tie this ball game at 2-2 here in the top of the eighth inning. That ball was way low and outside, but Matsunaka managed to reach out and touch that one. Nice bloop single to the left side to tie the ball game, and that'll bring up Jojima. First pitch is swung on and grounded up the middle. Ibata doesn't dive for that one, and it goes into center field for a base hit. That puts runners at first and second with one out. So Iwase is being hit, coming in place of Kawakami, who got hit by a bat. A piece of broken bat to off of Cabrera. Next up is Zuleta. The first pitch misses inside and low, ball one to Zuleta. Zuleta with a bat motion. Looks like he's going to scratch the lower part of his back with the bat. Swings and lifts the ball to right center. This ball, one bound, two bound, hits the fence. Off the fence, one run in, two runs in. The Hawks take a 4-2 lead here in the top of the eighth inning. Jojima scoring all the way from first base on the double to right center by Zuleta. So Kawakami went from winning this one to out with an injury, and Iwase now becomes the pitcher of record with on the losing end. Should we continue at 4-2 in favor of the Hawks? Homma at the plate now, and he's swinging at the first pitch, fouling this one off to the left-hand side and out of play. Homa batting .234, no home runs, and 10 RBIs on the season. Not a home run hitter, but he comes through when needed. Has a runner at second base right now. Next pitch misses low and away, ball two. Iwase comes set, and the pitch swung on, fouled off himself. Ball rolls up to the pitcher, but it's foul ball. Okan Toko looks excited and young again in the third base dugout. He was starting to look old there around the fifth inning. Iwase looks Zuleta back to second base. Two strikes, no balls to count on Homma. Runner at second, three runs in for the Hawks so far this inning. Homma fails to hold up and is called out swinging. That's the second out of the inning. And it'll bring up Shibahara. Shibahara came in as a pinch hitter for starter Deguchi back in the seventh inning. Shibahara batting .278 with one home run and 13 RBIs on the season. Grounded out to first in his pinch hitting debut here. And he swings and drives the ball through the left-hand side into left field. Base hit. That sends Zuleta over to third base. And we'll most likely be seeing a pinch hitter for pitcher Okamoto right here. Infielders all gather around the mound, have some words with Iwase. And Batista comes in to pinch hit for pitcher Okamoto. Batista usually getting the start, but with the pitcher batting here in the Central League, not getting a chance. First pitch is taken for a called strike one. Batista has a very open stance and kind of leans over, as always ready to pick something up. Interesting stance. Iwase set, the next pitch, and Batista has to work real hard to get his right foot out of the way of that one. Manages to, that evens the count at 1-1. With that open stance, as the pitch is being thrown, Batista starts to make a step, and because his back foot is planted, it's rather difficult to get that foot out of the way when the pitch is coming toward it. Next pitch, Batista. Ooh, I kind of think he went around, but I didn't see the call from the first base umpire. No, he doesn't go around. One strike, two balls, the count. But first, we have a throw over to first base. Shibahara back. We've got runners at first and third, two down in the top of the eighth inning. The SoftBank Hawks turning this game around here in the top of the eighth with three runs, taking a 4-2 lead. Looking to add some more here with pinch hitter Batista at the plate, and the pitch is swung on and hit to Ibata on one bound. Ibata tosses to covering Araki at second base for the force, and the side is retired. But not before the Hawks score four runs on three hits and a walk at the end of 7.5 innings, the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks lead this one 4-2. Feliciano comes in to pitch the bottom of the eighth inning here at Nagoya Dome. And the first batter he faces is Morino, who's swinging at the first pitch, grounding it up the middle. Homma, who is now at shortstop, makes the play behind second base, turns, fires to first base for the out. One away. One pitch, one out here in the top of... or bottom of the eighth inning. It looks like SoftBank Hawks have really scrambled their order. Feliciano is apparently only there for one batter as he's being taken out now. So Feliciano was 1 point relief here in the top of the eighth inning. He did his job. And into pitch is number 34, Yoshitake. Yoshitake has appeared in 17 games, has no wins, no losses, no saves, and a 0.00 ERA. So he's done his job in middle relief so far this year. He'll be facing first baseman Watanabe, number 7 batter for Chunichi. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning, the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks lead this one 4-2. Scoring one run in the seventh and three in the eighth inning. Chunichi has started off the scoring, scoring two in the bottom of the sixth. So both pitchers lasting pretty, or both, both pitchers lasting pretty long before starting to get hit. And really, it was Iwase for Chunichi that got hit. Watanabe takes ball one as the first pitch from Yoshitake. Low and away. Right-handed pitcher versus right-handed batter. Next pitch misses outside, ball two. Watanabe so far this game grounded to first, popped out to second, and got a base hit. Came around to score there in the sixth inning. Next pitch misses low and away, ball three. No strikes, three balls to Watanabe by Yoshitake. Jojima tells him to tie his shoelace. And he does. The no three pitch called strike one on the outside part of the plate. With no strikes, three balls, Jojima gave a big swing earlier tonight. Missed it. Next pitch swung on and hit deep to left. If it's fair, it's gone, but it hooks foul. Long foul ball by Watanabe there. That brings the count full. Next pitch, swung on, grounded to short. Shortstop throws to first, two away. Let's see, Batista stayed in the game at third base. Tanishige will be the next batter here. The pitcher is going into the number two spot in the batting order. Although I don't understand why. First pitch to Tanishige, misses low and away, ball one. The next offering misses outside, ball two. Yoshitake doesn't seem to believe in getting ahead of batters. Next pitch, swung on and lifted up to the right-hand side and out of play. Strike one. By putting the pitcher into the number two spot, in the ninth inning, he'll be batting number two as we go to the top of the order next inning for SoftBank. This is a very strange move. Next pitch, misses low, ball three. One strike, three balls to Tanishige. I'm not exactly sure what Okantoku is doing. Next pitch, misses high and away, ball four. Tanishige draws a base on balls. And with the pitcher in the next spot, Inoue is ready on deck. Inoue being super utility man for Chunichi. And Okantoku comes out and we'll have another pitching change. Taniuchi. Okantoko is going for a lefty versus lefty to face the pinch hitter. Sorry, it's Kamiuchi, not Taniuchi. Kamiuchi comes out to pitch for the SoftBank Hawks. Kamiuchi has appeared in 22 games, 3 wins, 1 loss, no saves, 1.37 ERA so far. Lotte and Yakult continue to be nodded at, Yakult continues to lead Lotte 1-0 after 8 complete innings. They're going to the top of the ninth there at Chiba Marine Stadium. Oryx scores in the bottom of the 10th inning. A solo home run by Goto gives Oryx a 3-2 lead, or a 3-2 win over Hiroshima at Skymark Stadium. Kamiuchi has finished with his warm-up pitches, and pinch hitter Inoue stands in to bat. First pitch to Inoue misses outside, ball one. Cebu, as mentioned earlier, has won that one, 6-1. At Cebu Invoice Dome. Next pitch to Inoue in the dirt and outside, ball two. Yokohama adds an additional 2 runs in the top of the ninth inning and are still batting, now leading the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters 12-1 at Sapporo Dome. Next pitch, swung on and missed. Strike one. 1-2 now the count to pinch hitter Inoue. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning. We have 2 outs, a runner at first base. Chunichi is now trailing 2-4. The next pitch misses inside and low, ball three. 1-3 the count. Hanshin leading Rakuten 5-1 after 7 complete at Koshien Stadium. Next pitch is swung on and lifted to shallow right center. Second baseman goes out. Center fielder comes in. It's the center fielder who makes the catch this time. And that retires the Dragons. So the Dragons get a 2-out base on balls, but again, have nothing to show for it. At the end of 8 complete, the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks lead this one 4-2. Welcome back to Nagoya Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host here at Pro Yaki Live on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the top of the order for the top of the ninth inning in Omura, Ibaine, and Cabrera for the Hawks. In to pitch for Chunichi is Kingo. And his first pitch is a one-bounder that Tanishige ducks out of the way of. Goes all the way back to the backstop. Ball one. Kingo. Kongo. It's the kanji for keen. Pronounced kon. Okay. Kongo. Next pitch. Misses for ball two. No strikes, two balls. And the third pitch. Swung on, fouled off to the left-hand side. So the count goes to one strike, two balls to Omura. The next offering misses up high, ball three, one strike, three balls. Kongo not finding his groove very quickly. Into the windup, and the pitch. Swung on and drilled to the right side. First baseman makes a diving grab, tumbles. Watanabe up, dashes to first base just in front of Omura for the out. Watanabe had to work for that out. The batter, Omura, beat pitcher Kongo to first base. Not a good sign for the pitcher. He's supposed to be there. That'll bring up Ibaine. Ibaine came in as a pinch hitter. No, this is the pitcher's spot now. The pinch hitter, whoever it is, hits the ball deep to right and into the stands. Pinch hit home run. I do wish I knew who that was. That puts the Hawks up 5-2 here in the top of the ninth inning. Ide was the pinch hitter. And the ball just barely cleared the right field fence for a home run. Cabrera fouls first pitch back and out of play for strike one. Second offering in the dirt and low, ball two, ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. The 1-1 pitch called strike two on the outside part of the plate. Kongo into the windup, and the pitch swung on, fouled off, and out of play to the right-hand side. Kongo has his sign. Into the windup, and the pitch swung on and lifted to the left-hand side, going back to the warning track in left field, then in a couple of steps, and it's a long fly ball. Out number two. Cabrera pops out to left field. That will bring up number four batting, Matsunaka. Matsunaka has struck out, doubled, struck out, and singled so far tonight. His single, his last at bat, poking the ball over the shortstop, scoring the tying run there in the top of the eighth. First pitch called strike one. The second offering, up and outside, ball one, evens the count at 1-1. Yokohama continues to score in the top of the ninth inning, now leading Nippon Ham 13-1. 1-1 pitch is lifted to the left side, third baseman goes back, and on the line, makes the catch in shallow left field. That retires a side for the Hawks here in the top of the ninth inning. But not before pinch hitter Ide hits a home run just over the right field fence to put the Hawks up 5-2. Welcome back to Nagoya Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here at JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the ninth. The Fukuoka Daiei Hawks leading their host, Chunichi Dragons, by a score of 5-2. Into pitch for the Hawks is Mise. I had said earlier that I didn't understand why Okantoku would put the pitcher in the number two spot. Well, Okantoku showed me. He put in Ide to pinch hit for the pitcher in the number two spot, and Ide delivered an insurance run with a home run to right field. I stand corrected, Okantoku. Thank you for pointing that out to me. For the Chunichi Dragons, here in the bottom of the ninth, they'll be at the top of their order in Araki, Ibata, and Tatsunami. Araki's batting .283 on the season, one home run, six RBIs. He's lined out to short, drawn a walk, grounded out to third, and popped and fouled out to first, and he takes ball one here in the top of the ninth inning. 0-for-3 with a walk so far. Next pitch, fouled off and out of play to the right-hand side. Mise working much faster than several other pitchers have been. delivers. The ball is lifted to deep left center. Left fielder comes over at the warning track, makes the catch for out number one. Chunichi now down to their last two outs. Ibata will bat next for Chunichi. Ibata batting 319, one home run and 19 RBIs on the season. Takes first pitch inside, backing out of the way of that one. Ibata has two singles so far tonight. He's walked and popped out to shortstop in shallow center. Next pitch misses up high, ball two. No strikes, two balls. The next offering misses low, ball three. No strikes, three balls to Ibata with one out here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Nobody on for Chunichi. They desperately need a base runner, down by three runs. Next pitch misses high and away, ball four. Walked him on four pitches. That's not what Mise is supposed to do. So that'll bring up Tatsunami. No, it won't. We have a pinch hitter. Takahashi comes in to pinch hit, batting 292, two home runs and four RBIs. One of those home runs coming in yesterday's game. Ochiai Kantoku needing to get something going here. Down by three runs in the bottom of the ninth inning. First pitch misses low for ball one. Next offering, down low, ball two. No strikes, two balls. Mise has missed with six pitches in a row. Zanetta comes over. Tells him to relax. He says yes. Zanetta pets Mise on the chest a couple times. And the next pitch. Called strike one. It looks like Zanetta did his job getting Mise to relax and throw a strike. That's the kind of thing he needed. Mise comes set. Next offering, swung on and grounded to the left side. Shortstop over to second for one. The relay to first. In time, double play. 6-4-3. Double play ends this game. And the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks win this one, 5-2, a great comeback, come from behind victory for the Hawks. Scoring in this game, the Chunichi Dragons struck first, scoring two runs in the sixth inning, thanks to a double by Morino, a single by Watanabe, scoring him, and a double by Tanishige, scoring the second run. In the top of the seventh inning, Zanetta led off with a double. Moved to third on a ground out to the right side and scored when pinch hitter Miyagi hit a base hit. The Hawks then added three more runs in the eighth inning with the leadoff double by Torigoe. Matsunaka, after one out, poking a single to left, scoring Ibaine from second. Ibaine was the one who doubled the lead off the inning. Matsunaka, Jojima then followed with a single, and Zuleta drove them both in with a double to right. In the ninth inning, pinch hitter Ide homered to right for the SoftBank Hawks' fifth run, and that was more than they needed as they win this one 3-2. In other games, the Hanshin Tigers have taken a 9-1 lead in the eighth inning and continue to bat at Koshien Stadium against the Rakuten Golden Eagles. At Sapporo Dome, the Bay Stars hold on to a 13-1 lead with two down in the bottom of the ninth inning. The Cebu Lions made it four wins in a row, defeating the Yomiuri Giants at home now at Cebu Invoice Dome. That one 6-1. The Oryx Blue Wave, a sayonara home run victory over Hiroshima Carp at Skymark Stadium, winning that one 3-2. Goto hitting the sayonara home run in that one. And it's a final at Chiba Marine Stadium. The Yakult Swallows defeat and shut out Lotte 1-0. Lotte shut out two games in a row. I need to check it, but I think that these are the only two games that they've been shut out this season. Nonetheless, this is Michael Westbay for Pro Yaku Live, signing off from Nagoya Dome, where the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks defeated the Chunichi Dragons by a score of 5-2. Thank you for tuning in. I said, oh,